get stronger.
If on the other hand, you've had a strong breeze and it starts to...
Wind's dying down.
Would you say the same with rain, if you had a heavy rain, and then...
No, I'd say the rain's letting up some.
Uh-huh. And in the fall, sometime you go out, you know the growing season is over when you see that white stuff on the ground.
Crossed.
Uh-huh. Did your pond freeze over out there? I guess it did.
Not very often, because in the wintertime the water was... anytime you go to the spring, there'd be steam coming off of it when it was real cold weather, and it was just right to drink. The spring never froze over that I ever remember. Well, it just never did. And hardly ever the dam, I think twice, and all the time I remember the dam froze over.
Huh.
I know Dad never would let us get out on the dam to skate because he was afraid the ice would melt us.
Cool in the summer and warm in the winter.
And warm in the winter, uh-huh.
If you did a favor to someone, or for someone, then you, well, let's put it the other way. If he did a favor for you, then would you say that you were something to him?
Obligated to him.
Would that be the term you
used? That'd be the term I would use.
Was beholden common up here?
Not very, huh. I have heard people say, I wouldn't be beholden, I won't be beholden to anyone. But we just didn't choose that expression.
It's just hard not to be beholden to someone.
Well, you are now, that's right. There just isn't anyone but beholden someone. Oh, there is to it.
Oh, let me get some information here. Here we are. Now, I want to know your name, if you say it for me.
Maud E.
And that's maiden name. And you want to say your age?
70. I'll be 73 this October.
Uh-huh. And formal education?
8th grade. I guess you can call it the 8th grade. They didn't call it by grades then. You just went as high as the books did, and that was the end of it.
And the place of birth?
Ashland, Kansas. Maybe north of Ashland.
And you know the county that is?
Clark.
And your length of residence in this particular place?
Since 1893,
That's in this county.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Harper?
Harper County, uh-huh. I have lived here the entire time. We moved to New Mexico and lived out there about a year.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, well, I was in Utah a few months, but most of the time, well, my home has always been here.
When did you come to town?
In 1909.
Did you say you lived in Winoka for a little while?
No, I didn't live there.
Oh. And let's see, you went to place of birth, we have that, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
And other residents, we have 1 year in New Mexico. And you went up to Ashland?
That's where we traded.
To school?
No, not after we moved down here. We never went back to Ashland to go to school. They'd hired a woman to teach us for the first two terms.
Where was she from, you know? No, the woman.
Miss. She was from Coldwater.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That was the lady that he hired to teach us. She had two children, a little boy and a little girl.
Mm-hmm. And the year in New Mexico was when?
In 1919.
And travel?
Oh, I've been to Utah and Texas and
done trips.
Uh-huh. And, well, I stayed in Utah about four months. I was out there off in Utah.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, church affiliation, you have already told me. That's with the Christian church?
Mm-hmm.
And organizations?
No. I don't have time for them.
And occupation?
I guess you'd say housewife. I'm not going to say just a housewife.
There's no such thing, is there?
I don't hear anybody say that.
They must not know very much about it. And any speaking ability in other languages?
No, I'm saying no.
And let's see, now your father's name was?
C.C.
Oh, that rascal, I thought he'd run out. And he was born in?